And now we all prepare to stand at attention for our look at national anthems. There's an ongoing debate in the Philippines about theirs, the Lupang Hinirang. A bill making its way through Congress in that country would require people to sing the anthem when it's played in public. Failing to sing it and sing it enthusiastically would be punishable with up to a year in prison and a fine, or up to $2,000. In India, the Supreme Court ruled a while back that movie theaters can be required to play the national anthem there before screenings and that people have to stand. A number of people have been arrested for not complying. And of course, here in the U.S., there's the controversy over Colin Kaepernick taking a knee during the anthem in protest over civil rights violations, probably why that football player is still a free agent. So national anthems matter. Alex Marshall is author of Republic or Death, Travels in Search of National Anthems. We spoke with him last year about his search and asked him how far he's gone.
Far too far, I think most people would say. I've traveled everywhere from Japan to Paraguay, South Africa to Kazakhstan. These songs are just so vital, which most people don't understand. They sum up our feelings about nationalism and our countries, but they can also stir passions, both positive and negative.
What do you make of the controversy in this country over athletes like Colin Kaepernick kneeling during the anthem, the football player kneeling rather than standing?
I'm actually really behind it because I think people should use these songs for what they believe in. And he's highlighted that it can be used to draw attention to issues. And if he believes in it that strongly, I think he should. You get examples of anthem protests all around the world, but you also get plenty of examples of people singing them proudly to make a point. I mean, if you look at the sort of Ukraine protests a few years ago, people gathered in Maidan Square in Kiev and sung their anthem, "Ukraine's Not Dead Yet," on the hour every hour almost to say, we are this country. That's why we want to take power. And so these songs can mean all sorts of different things to people. And I think it's important that we, you know, realize that and respect that use.
Well, and while he may want to take the knee to make his point, there are so many people who sing it out loudly in the U.S., and that affects other people. You met someone from another country who almost couldn't even speak about the line, "the home of the brave and the land of the free," in our song, which some people take for like, oh, my God, that's where they start yelling at sporting events. But it means something.
When I was traveling in America, I thought perhaps the most interesting encounter, one of the most interesting encounters I had, was I just went to meet the composer of Nigeria's national anthem, who happens to be a professor at the University of Delaware. And I obviously asked him at one point, he turned out to be a naturalized American citizen. So I asked him, what does America's anthem mean to you? Expecting him to go, oh, it's nothing. You know, I wrote Nigeria's. I believe in Nigeria more than anything else. And he told me when he gets that line, he realized exactly what America had given to him. You know, it'd given him an opportunity which he couldn't have got at home. It's given him a life. It's given him a, you know, a family. And he said it might sound like the world's worst cliche. And in my opinion, it is the world's worst cliche. It's like an advertising slogan. But to him, it rung true. And when I heard that, it was actually a genuinely affecting moment.
Right. Well, and because it is the land of the free, you don't have to stand. And it's because you want to be the land of the free and not like Kazakhstan, for instance.
Yes. There are a few countries which are almost India's example, India's following, I suppose. One of them is Kazakhstan, where in 2012, an athlete was accidentally misplayed the fake Kazakh anthem from the film Borat. And they didn't seem to notice, which is slightly worrying, given all the lyrics are things like, Kazakhstan has the best prostitutes in the region, except, of course, for Turkmenistan.
Well, I was referring to the fact that it's ruled by a strong man, President Nursultan Nazarbayev,
who co-wrote it. And that's probably why, when this incident happened, and when a subsequent one happened when they played Living La Vida Loca, Ricky Martin's song, by accident, this law was immediately passed saying anyone who insults the anthem gets a year in prison.
And let's listen to a little of the Kazakhstan anthem written again by the president of the country, who's, by the way, got statues of himself all over the country. Let's listen. Okay, Alex Marshall, we've set this up so that you could say how awful this is that he wrote this song.
I actually quite like
it.
That's the best thing. It's not bad. It does a trick. And the worst thing is, I went to Kazakhstan expecting everyone to say, oh, dear God, this is awful. But even opponents of his regime, we would talk for, you know, hours about all the horrific things that have happened in the country. And I'd get to the song and they'd just go, do you know what? It's actually quite good. It's far better than the one we used to have.
By the way, do you know some of the lyrics?
There are things like the choruses, my country, as your flower I will be planted, as your song I will stream, my country, my native land, my Kazakhstan. He should have really put in a few references to himself in there, you get the feeling.
But to his credit, he didn't. Japan, a lot of tension around the national anthem there. Let's just listen to a little first. Now, Japan didn't change its national anthem after World War II. Germany and Italy did, to separate themselves from their part in the war. There was a lot of controversy. Some school teachers still refused to stand for it. But now, do we understand you can lose your job for not standing?
It depends where you are. But basically, teachers refused to stand for this for about, you know, literally been 70 years now. And in about the late 80s and the early 90s, politicians started to get fed up with this protest. And so they increasingly started passing laws saying if you don't stand, you will be punished. And in the worst case, a woman, you know, she was fined a month's wage, then 3 months, then six. She was moved to school sort of 200 miles away from her home. So she was forced to commute for hours every day. And, you know, it seems bizarre because it is only a few people and it's almost a complete suppression of freedom of speech and this desire that in Japan everyone has to work for the group. And it says an awful lot about that country, and I feel very sorry for the few handouts who are just trying to make a moral stand.
Just before we let you go, Alex Marshall, I mean, there's so much power to a national anthem. I get tears. And yet you can also see how a national anthem, even though you might profoundly love your country, might represent a time in history as it does in Japan, or a lack of freedoms as it might to people in America who still don't feel they've achieved those freedoms. I mean, we can see how it's so much more important than we think it is what I'm trying to say.
I mean, that's what I think is the fascinating thing about these songs. When you dig under them, you suddenly reveal all these hidden meanings, these hidden histories. And that's why I think we should sort of look at them afresh and realize, almost take advantage of these sort of flashpoints to reassess them. And if we perhaps think about them more, we might decide if they are the right anthems for us. I mean, personally, my anthem, God Save the Queen, I think is an appalling song.
Not that you don't love the Queen.
I love the Queen. And I think, but it's, you know, it's musically and lyrically so drab, and it says nothing about, it's actually not really a national anthem. It doesn't say anything about the United Kingdom, Great Britain, England. It just says we have a queen and we'd like her to rule for a long time. And in a way, it'd be nice if we had a song that actually talked about the country. I don't think we obviously couldn't steal Land of the Free and Home of the Brave for you. Maybe the Land of the, you know, slightly mediocre might work better for us, but it would be good to have something that talked about the people.
That's Alex Marshall, author of Republic or Death, Travels in Search of National Anthems. Alex, thank you.
Thanks very much.
I can see Brits across the country standing. Later today on All Things Considered, voting rights in a case from Texas where a 3-judge panel is expected to decide whether Texas violated Hispanics' voting rights when redistricting may have implications beyond the Lone Star State. That's later today. Right now, you're listening to Here and Now.